We're just outside the Olympic Village. Jessica Ennis-Hill, Olympic silver medalist this time around. Reflect on your night then in the Olympic Stadium for us.
Yeah, it was just two exhausting days, physically and mentally. But just so happy to have gotten the podium and come away with that silver medal.
And on the night, beaten by the better athlete?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, I wanted to go there. I wanted to defend my title, but Tian was just incredible across the board and she had so many strong events and, you know, a lovely girl and, yeah, very happy for her.
How do you reflect on your own performance? Which would you pick out as things that, you know, you enjoyed? What would you be looking at with Tony and say we could have done better?
I was really pleased with the hurdles and the high jump. Yeah, I enjoyed those two events. Shot put was down, 200 was a bit down, just generally kind of up and down for the 2 days. But you know, there's areas that I think that I could have improved, but when you're put in that, you know, environment and it's the Olympics, you've got to kind of raise your game and produce what you can on those 2 days, and that's what I did.
Is the motivation there this morning to sit down and go back and look at last night and the night before and think, what can I do better?
No, not this morning. I've had 2 hours sleep, so I'm pretty tired and emotions are still high. And yeah, I just want to kind of let myself come back down, relax a little bit, and then yeah, start thinking forward.
Take us back. When you first stepped onto that track at the Don Valley, did you ever in your wildest hopes or dreams imagine that your life would turn out this way?
Not in a million years. I just started athletics. I enjoyed it. It was fun. I then kind of learned about the competitive side of it and, you know, making championships and, you know, English schools level. And then, you know, year on year, it just progressed and I got better. And, yeah, I really found myself within this event, the heptathlon. And, yeah, just incredible. It's when I look back how many medals and gold medals that I've won at major championships. And, yeah, just really proud and feel very lucky that I've had such a great team to support me over the past few years.
It's a difficult life, the life of a professional athlete. You have your massive highs, London being one of them. You have your lows as well. It's been a bumpy journey. Do you look back on that now?
Yeah, it's definitely been a bumpy journey. I've had some great highs and injury lows and things that perhaps haven't gone to plan, but that is sport, and you know, that journey makes these moments like this so much sweeter.
And what now? Is this it for you, or can you go on another year?
I'm not sure at this stage. I'm very happy with what I've achieved so far, and it's time for a little bit of rest and make a decision then.
What happened last night when you got back? Were you able to talk to family or anything?
I just spoke to my husband and my little boy now, because it's obviously quite late. Spoke to my mum last night, and I'll speak to my dad and my sister today. But yeah, they're just all really proud and just really happy with what I've achieved.
And I guess you just want to take stock now, get home and talk to the people that matter about what you do next.
Yeah, sit down and have a bit of time relaxing and thinking about everything and, yeah, making a decision.
Well done last night.
Thank you.